The Warning Voice. In 1875, a fact I now relate, a neighbour known to all around met a distressing fate. On Atherstone's statue, sunny morn, he left his home quite well. Thus many do, but who return? There's none that wise to tell. At eventide, returning home, in company with others, a trap well filled with either sex, some sisters and some brothers, when suddenly, a crash, a scream! And when they look around, poor man cast from his seat and bruised, they help him from the ground. They bring him home benumbed with pain, not many words to speak. Some rest again, he lays him down until the morning break. The morning comes, the neighbours run, sad news they have to tell. Poor Charles is hurt, and hurt so much they fear he won't get well. Their words prove true. Before midday, his brother by his side, in pain he lay gasping for breath, he drew his last and died. They take him to the churchyard near, where both his parents lie, then let him down the narrow cell, and dust to dust they cry. And when his grassy mound you view, or gaze upon the sod, let each one ask, am I prepared, prepared to meet my God? The Bible says there's but a step between us all and death, and none can tell how soon we each may draw our last breath. To Jesus, then, for mercy flee. He says he'll take us in, and with his own most precious blood he'll cleanse us from all sin. Ah, listen to the warning voice, which oft by God is given, and mercy seek, that when death comes, each may be raised to heaven.